Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning. Welcome to English Academy Club. This is Valeska. Thank you for joining me today. I hope that you are having a wonderful day so far. In today's episode, I want to review slang words. Many students are often asking me what the slang words in the English language are. I think it's really fun to learn slang words for my students because it's not something that they can learn from a book. A book will not teach you slang words, but an American English teacher can. So here we go. Slang in popular culture. Before we start, let's define slang. What does the word slang mean exactly? Slang is a casual way of speaking. It's a casual type of language that we use in the American culture when we're not being formal. When we are in an informal environment and we are in a playful mood. That is what slang is. In the American English language, there are many slang words that are really, really funny. Some of them are not so nice and can be rude or even hurtful. But for the most part, they are fun and trendy and playful. So let's go ahead and start. The first one is bail. Bail. This means to leave in a hurry. The next one, chillin'. Chillin'. This means spending time with your loved ones. Drip. Drip. This means cool or stylish. For real. For real. This means speaking honestly and truthfully. In the New York minute. In the New York minute. We say this when we do something very, very fast, right? So let me give you an example for this one because this one can be a bit tricky. As you know, New York is really fast-paced and everybody's always in a rush to get to one location from another location. So we have this phrase in a New York minute, which means really quickly, like really, really fast. Can you bring me the book that I can borrow? Sure, in a New York minute. I'll do it really fast. I'll be right there with the book. That's basically what it means. Juiced. Juiced. When you're really excited about something. Queen. She's a queen. In the American culture, we use the word queen to describe a female who is a positive role model. Swag. He's got swag. Stylish. He's stylish. He's cool. Trashed. Trashed. This is when you're very drunk or when you have destroyed something. I trashed his property. I trashed his house. I was trashed. I had too much fun at the party last night. Zonked. Zonked. Completely exhausted. So those are the most commonly used slang words. We have so many. I can't even count them. We have so many. Let's go through some of the regional slang words. So throughout the Wisconsin, Massachusetts, Rhode Island area, we have this slang word that describes, or I should say identifies, a public drinking fountain. And that word is bubbler, bubbler. It was so hot at the beach that there was a huge line at the bubbler. In Pennsylvania, we have buffalo-headed. And this is when you insult someone and call them foolish. It's kind of an insult. And it's a way of saying, hey, you're so foolish. You're so ridiculous. Buffalo-headed. You're buffalo-headed. And then in the South, in Texas, we have fixin' to. And I grew up in Louisiana, so I know all about this one. I'm fixin' to go to school. I'm fixin' to go to the store. Y'all need anything? Then in the Northeast, we have when we are trying to describe, we have a slang word when we're trying to describe a piece of furniture. That's clothes tree. The clothes tree. And this is a piece of furniture that stands against the wall that you can hang clothes on. The clothes tree. In Northern California, we have the word hella, which is a really casual and slang way of saying really great or very good. It's an adjective. It describes something that is really good. And there are many, 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 many more words that I can go through. Another one that's really popular is y'all. I just said that in one of the sentences. We use y'all in the South in Texas. Y'all is do you all. Y'all. I used to say that a lot growing up in Louisiana. Living in Louisiana. So these are some of the slang words that I wanted to share with you today. I hope that you enjoyed listening to them, and I hope that you will come back for the next episode on, let's see, today's Wednesday, on Friday. So I will see you on Friday. And if you haven't subscribed to my podcast, please go ahead and do so. You can listen to my podcast just about anywhere now. It's also available on Apple Podcasts, and it is available on Spotify as well as many other platforms. You can go to the link below, which is my website, and you can read my blog, which I publish Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I will go ahead and post the link in the show notes below this audio. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will see you on Friday.
Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.